Here at STAR, we've been committed to person-centered practices and philosophies for quite some time, and we've been employing these methods in our own strategic planning and company designs for many years. I can remember, I don't know, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, we were working on a new division, and we were trying to figure out what are all the things we need to do, and how are we going to make sure we have the right team members. And we went through and we actually did a path on this new innovation service. And when we had all the right people in the room and we got things on paper and we could see after several hours where we wanted to go, and in 5 years where we thought we'd be, and in 10 years where we thought we would be, and in 1 year all the to-dos, it was an amazing visual to help keep us on track and help us understand what we needed to do to get toward our goal. But it also showed us along the way we had lots of different tweaks, and there were many different opportunities to take different turns or to fix or revise what we had thought would have been a solid plan. And that whole process really taught me a lot about the way that we look forward and using person-centered tools. This isn't a once-and-done project. This is a continuum. It reflects the ongoing changes in our lives and our changing desires and interests and needs. And in a corporate sense, we can look at the progress of our company as a part of a path, and then also celebrating those times when we deviate to do something a little bit better along the way.